In the Warren County Radio Bible School, we're in the midst of a study of the creation account that is found in Genesis chapter 1. And we're going to begin in just a moment in Genesis chapters 1 and verse 27. And you may want to get your Bible and follow along with us. The Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And now let me read from our text, Genesis 1:27. And God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him, male and female created he them. This verse states the fact that God did create man in his own image, as was determined. But it also says male and female created he them. There's a detailed account of woman's creation given in Genesis 2, verses 21 through 25. The creation of the heavens and the earth is not only a manifestation of God's wisdom and power, but also of his goodness. The welfare and happiness of man was the object of God's care before he created him. Man was not created until God had created the earth, a fit abode for him. God created first the home and the family. These cannot be destroyed without destroying God's order and man's happiness. It is still not good for man to be alone. The marriage relationship is the first God ordained on the earth, and it is the dearest, closest, and most sacred. Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother, and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh, Genesis 2 and verse 24. And God blessed them, we read in verse 28. He spoke well of them, and pronounced good upon them. The earth with all its resources, all that was around, beneath, and above Adam and Eve, were blessings of God. He gave them power to produce things like themselves. They were still under his divine guidance. God said unto them, he created them intelligent beings, endowed them with the use of language, or he couldn't have said anything to them, and through language he addressed himself to them. And Jehovah commanded the man, Genesis 2:16. God expresses his will to the race in language addressed to man's understanding. One cannot conceive of a moral or spiritual law of God or of one single commandment he has ever given to man that is not framed in words addressed to man's understanding. God speaks through the prophets, through Jesus and the apostles, and by that we understand the mind of God and the will of God for man. And God gave man dominion to subdue, to have dominion. These expressions show that God never intended for man to be idle. The earth yields its increase to man only as he subdues it. The numerous products of forest and fields and mines and rivers and lakes and seas, the results of man's labor, are demonstrated now of this fact. Still greater results of man's industry and genius are to follow. Time alone can reveal what man's dominion has in store for the human race. He has dominion over the earth, the air, the sea, the beast, the fowls, and the fish as he subdues them. He should do all to the glory of God the Creator. He holds all of this in trust. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he hath founded upon the seas, and established it upon the floods. Psalm 24, verses 1 and 2. Man's first duty is to God, to love and obey him, to honor and worship him. And like the Creator and Father, he should manage the earth and the lower animals in wisdom and goodness. His highest aim and greatest effort should be to be godlike. And so whether beast preyed upon another and whether man ate flesh before his fall, it's a question raised by some. But since God gave man dominion over the beast and the fowls and the fish, it is difficult to see why he should not have eaten them. Yet from God's language to Noah after the flood, it would seem that he granted the privilege of eating flesh. Every moving thing that liveth shall be food for you. As the green herb have I given you all, but flesh with the life thereof, which is the blood thereof, you shall not eat. Genesis 9, verses 3 and 4. Man was forbidden to eat blood, for the blood is the life. Deuteronomy 12 and verse 23. Eating blood is forbidden even in the New Testament. In Acts chapter 15 and verse 29. And then we see that God saw everything that he had made, and it was good. It was very good. As he finished every part, he pronounced it good. God, perfect in wisdom, power, and love, in his own infinite judgment, pronounced every particular part of his creation good. Every part was perfectly adapted to that for which it was created. Then, as one stupendous whole, it was good, absolute, perfect, because it was the creation of God. We do not wonder then that the morning stars sang together, and all the sons of God shouted for joy, Job 38 and verse 7. And so there we have the 6 days' work of creation in Genesis chapter 1. That brings this Sunday school lesson to a close. And on the opening page in my little Sunday school book, we have a Sunday school lesson written for the Sunday schools of April the 18th, 1926. And this is a lesson about the beginning of sin. We are asked to read Genesis chapter 3. And that's what I will do at this time. We read, "Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which Jehovah had made. And he said unto the woman, Yea, hath God said, Ye shall not eat of any of the trees of the garden? And the woman said unto the serpent, Of the fruit of the trees of the garden we may eat, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God hath said, Ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. And the serpent said unto the woman, Ye shall not surely die, for God doth know that in the day that ye eat thereof, your eyes shall be open, and ye shall be as God, knowing good and evil. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was a delight to the eyes, and that the tree was to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof, and did eat, and she gave also to her husband with her, and he did eat. And the eyes of them both were opened, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together, and made themselves aprons. And they heard the voice of Jehovah God walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and the man and his wife hid themselves from the presence of Jehovah God amongst the trees of the garden." Genesis 3 and verse 9. "And Jehovah God called unto the man and said unto him, Where art thou? And he said, I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid, because I was naked, and I hid myself. And he said, Who told thee thou was naked? Hast thou eaten of the tree whereof I commanded thee that thou shouldest not eat? And the man said, The woman whom thou gavest to be with me, she gave me of the tree, and I did eat. And Jehovah God said unto the woman, What is this thou hast done? And the woman said, The serpent beguiled me, and I did eat. And Jehovah said unto the serpent, Because thou hast done this, cursed art thou above all cattle and above every beast of the field. Upon thy belly shalt thou go, and dust shalt thou eat all the days of thy life. And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. He shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. Unto the woman he said, I will greatly multiply thy pain and thy conception. In pain shalt thou bring forth children, and thy desire shall be to thy husband, and he shall rule over thee. And unto Adam he said, Because thou hast hearkened unto the voice of thy wife, and hast eaten of the tree of the which I command thee, saying, Thou shalt not eat of it, cursed is the ground for thy sake. In toil shalt thou eat of it all the days of thy life. Thorns also and thistles shall it bring forth to thee, and thou shalt eat of the herb of the field. In the sweat of thy face shalt thou eat bread, till thou return to the ground. For out of it wast thou taken, for dust thou art, and unto dust shalt thou return. And the man called his wife's name Eve, because she was the mother of all living. And Jehovah God made for Adam and for his wife coats of skins and clothed them. And Jehovah God said, Behold, the man is become as one of us, to know good and evil. And now, lest he put forth his hand, and take also of the tree of life, and eat and live forever. Therefore Jehovah God sent him forth from the garden of Eden to till the ground from which he was taken. So he drove out the man, and he placed at the east of the garden of Eden the cherubim and the flame of a sword, which turned every way to keep the way of the tree of life. The golden text for this Sunday school lesson is 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 22. For as Adam all die, so also in Christ shall all be made alive. And the devotional reading is the first psalm. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of scoffers. But his delight is in the law of Jehovah, and on his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the streams of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season, whose leaf also doth not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The wicked are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the wicked shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For Jehovah knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked shall perish. Now there are some geographical notes for this Sunday school lesson. And it tells us that it is neither necessary nor possible to locate exactly the place of the Garden of Eden. The facts, not the locality, concern us most. And Jehovah planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there he put the man whom he had formed, and out of the ground made Jehovah to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food, the tree of life also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Genesis 2, verses 8 and 9. Everything beautiful and good. The word Eden itself means pleasure or delight. The plain of Jordan, which Lot chose, was said to be like the garden of Jehovah in Genesis 3 and verse 10. And there are several references to places called Eden in the scriptures, but the exact location of it and the identity of it is not known. For the earth went through great upheaval during the flood, and all traces to define its location have now been destroyed. Now we have some helps and hints for the teachers, and we're going to note that this is a lesson about the origin of sin. We'll have to get to that in a future lesson. Genesis is a book of beginnings, the beginning of the heaven and the earth, the beginning of sin, and the beginning of redemption.